Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And now,
be curious, not judgmental.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
May not even be safe, probably not for your workers even.
Streaming on WEEI.com and everywhere on the Odyssey app.
That is,
student, what's SID? I don't know what that is.
Oh my God. He's a sports information director.
Okay,
so
right.
He is the guy, if you need to get an interview with... All right, I'm done. Go on to Wiggy.
Listen,
my man's grinding on things. He's grinding.
Right.
Wow.
This is
the Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up, G-Man? How you doing?
We're happy to have the Hill Man.
I love the show, by the way. It's great.
Starring Greg Hill.
Are you saying that somebody in the school band is doing that and they're also a student at the same time? Oh, my gosh.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
They jell of us else.
Wiggy.
I'm juggling a lot of balls.
All right, we'll get to Wiggy's lead. It's almost like you're going to school and you have a full-time job.
Right, juggling a lot of balls.
Joined by the Relationship Alpha.
Courtney, I'm not really sure I understand that.
Courtney Cox.
Woo, well,
what
Shime
up,
putting me in a body bag early this morning.
Oh, Shime's just having fun.
And accompanied by...
Hi.
Two big brains behind the glass.
David Ortiz.
Curtis.
Greg, what are you going to do when, God forbid, in 30 years, Bruce is no longer with us? Well, you probably won't be. But
yeah.
And Shime.
I mean, I've been in the radio business not as long as Shime, but...
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You massholes!
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
On Boston Sports Original.
Cheers. Crushing beers. I'm watching the Pats.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What up? What up?
Morning, Wiggy.
What's good?
Hello, Curtis.
Hey.
Shimer.
Hi.
Courtney, everything okay?
Everything's great.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, good. I don't want to trigger you this morning.
No, no triggering. Right. No triggering needed. I got all the validation I needed after the show. So many people reaching out. I love that story. What the F? What was Greg doing?
Uh-huh. I know. It's, you know what? It's probably like an old man thing.
Yeah.
Is that the SID guy?
Yes. Yeah, the SID guy. We don't need to revisit it. it's been covered.
I found it interesting, and I think that's the important
that
thing.
That is, Courtney.
You know, we all find different topics.
Hey, take a page out of Wiggy's book. He told you last week he does the show for one person and one person only, and that's himself.
Yeah. I do it for me and my dad.
Yeah.
My mom.
That's all right. Well,
I do it for the kids.
Welcome to... Welcome to your show. Strong finish to the road trip for the Celtics last night. So I'm guessing everything is A-okay when it comes to Celtics fans.
Things are far from okay there.
It looked pretty good last night.
Thankfully, the Kings were coming off the second night of a back-to-back, and they give up a million points.
Oh, you know what? It's your leader, Tatum. Led last night.
Yes, he did, Wiggy. Yeah. Everything is A-okay.
Looks good to me.
And Jaylen Brown is on Zillow.
Oh.
I've been telling you about Jaylen for a minute, so that's...
Somebody doing Jaylen Brown as their lead?
Well, Wiggy should take a victory lap at some point.
Yeah. Nah, I don't need to. I haven't been on this thing since day one.
Yeah. Everybody's adopted Wiggy's take on Jaylen Brown.
When it comes to, you know, sometimes when these things happen...
Mm-hmm.
The individual speaks out afterwards,
mm-hmm.
and things appear to be getting better.
Yep.
And in this particular case, things appear to be getting worse when it comes to Jaylen Brown. And I don't know. We can save it for when we get to Courtney's lead or whoever's lead is going to be. But I'm not sure the main issue with Jaylen Brown is the city of Boston and the way he's treated. I think
that's just part of it.
Do you notice he didn't answer a question about a certain individual when asked on that basketball team?
Yep.
Uh-huh. I just wonder how the two J's are getting along. That is my question when we get to that topic.
All right, you got it. And I'll answer it for you.
Anyway, Celtics with a win.
Yep.
And they needed to get one. And Shine, may I say, that Marchand pass last night to DeBrusque.
Pretty good.
Orgasmic.
Oh. Even the defenseman had no idea it was coming.
Orgasmic. Okay. I don't want to use the other word. Mm-hmm. I've been banned from using the other term. So, in my mind, I may have never seen a greater pass in the history of the NHL.
How about that goalie last night?
What, you're talking about Allmark or theirs?
No, I'm talking about yours.
Yours won that game for you last night.
That's it.
Thank you. Because the Bruins, at times, were still coughing the puck up when they shouldn't have been coughing the puck up. But again, Wiggy, you have two incredibly hot goaltenders back to back. You can go one to the other without any kind of a difference. So thank God you kept both of them. Mm. All right. Well, we got lots to get to on the show this morning. And if you'd like to be on, the number to call is 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. Coming up this morning, today's leads in just about 15 or 20 minutes at 6:25. And then the news with Courtney coming up at 7:30. And in the news today, some audio gold from Sheriff Grady Judd and why in Florida they are looking for one out-of-control spring breaker. So we will get to Grady Judd during the news coming up at 7:30. Also during the news, assault with a delicious weapon. And it appears that food assaults are on the rise for some reason. And so we'll get to all of the news with Courtney coming up at 7:30 this morning. Yes, Curtis.
Food in the news with this program. Big announcement for next week. We got the okay Thursday opening day for the meatball off.
Yes. The great meatball off.
I'm looking forward to this.
I am excited.
Can you remind me of the genesis of this competition? Was it...
Sega.
I think it was your meatballs you posted.
Yeah. Curtis posted his.
Oh,
no,
was it Curtis?
No, it was, we were talking about Greg's Easy Bake Italian Chicken, and he said that he used a can of tomato sauce or a jar of tomato sauce, and I mocked him for that. And then we got into a meatball recipe discussion.
Yes. Okay.
And Greg said, well, secret ingredient... breadcrumbs. And I was like, okay, my secret ingredient in macaroni and cheese is cheese.
I have another secret ingredient in my meatballs, which I will not divulge.
I have never been more confident in my life.
Oh, really?
Breadcrumbs.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Well, you know where overconfidence leads to, Curtis.
Yep, the Greg Hill Show.
So we will be doing the show at Time Out Market on the home opener morning, which is next Thursday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think we will be joined by the great Jonathan Papelbon, who is a fantastic interview. And I'm hoping to line up some others to join us for the opening day broadcast. But Curtis and I will finally do battle when it comes to meatballs.
I cannot wait.
Who's judging?
My mom.
Yeah, I thought we judged. Yeah.
Blind taste test.
I think we need a celebrity judge.
No, I think we did it with Shime and Courtney with their mashed potatoes.
You know who I'd like to suggest as a judge?
Who's it's that? Opening day, Aaron.
Who?
Aaron Judge.
No. What about Worm?
Oh, no, he doesn't like me.
I'm fine with me.
I feel like Worm is probably a good judge of great meatballs.
That's it.
Is he working for you now or something?
No,
an assistant?
I like Worm.
How about that first date, huh? That whole dating thing with Courtney's friend?
I think she fizzled out.
Yeah, that
one. It was like you said, COVID was it was going to fizzle
nothing
out.
Nothing burger.
So is she even doing anything now? What is she doing?
She was just in Austin, Texas. I haven't seen her. And
she's back outside, huh?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Back to the streets.
Mm-hmm. The screens.
I mean, do you want to do that again?
I had fun with it.
I had fun with the blind dating game. I would do it again. You want to do it again?
I would love to do it again.
Okay. Let's shoot for April, like the first week of April or something like that.
April love.
Are we doing a male, a female?
I think that, I mean, we tend to have more men who listen to the radio station. Mm-hmm. So I think the odds are better when it comes to getting blind dating game contestants if we're trying to help a woman find love. But I don't know, maybe. I mean, we could
I would think so that way.
I mean, Maria from Watertown was interested.
She'd be down. Yep. And then you say you had another friend, too?
Mary has a friend who would be interested. Mary has a friend,
yeah.
I do not want to know the person.
That was an issue for you.
Well, yeah.
You should have just removed yourself.
That's easier said than done when it's one of your best friends.
Yeah, you just be like, listen, I'm not going to jump in here.
No, you want to protect your friend as well.
See, but then that sometimes protection becomes C blocking.
Oh, okay.
Do you think that? Do you think
I read that? No, fortune cookie was.
Do you think that Mary is going to find love? Now I'm worried about her.
Yes, I do think she is going to find love.
Okay.
I do. She's too great of a catch not to.
Uh-huh.
So she'll be just fine.
Yeah. And just these two just didn't click.
I saw it.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought that. Things that there were sparks flying.
I told you from day one, listen to what I'm telling you.
I know. I just don't think you sit at a date for over 3 hours and there's nothing there.
Yeah, you're just bored. You had nothing
and
else
I
to
loved
do.
Him. I love him.
Great guy.
Don't love the fact that he followed Julia on Instagram.
Right.
But...
I wonder if that was the issue.
Nah, great guy. He's just too, he's in the slow lane. She kind of wants to be in the fast lane. It's just not going to work out.
This is the greatest example of how women... To steal a word from Wiggy, are fraudulent.
Oh.
They all say they want the guy. What was his name again? I'm sorry.
John.
They want a nice guy.
They want a nice guy.
They say that.
But they really don't.
Right.
No, the issue, though, is if you go through your whole life dating jerks who gaslight you, like Mary did, like I used to do, and then you meet a really nice guy, in the back of your mind, you're like, nah, this isn't it because, you know, I don't feel that spark, but that spark is not a spark. It's just the anxiety inside of you that something's going to go wrong. So it's good when you don't feel that anymore.
I think
feel a different
Curtis
spark.
Is correct.
Mm-hmm.
You women, you say you want a really nice guy, a guy who's home every night, a guy who doesn't have a big group of friends.
Who tucks in his shirt on the golf course.
But that's not what you want.
No.
You want an out-of-control bad boy savage.
No,
that's
there
what
has
you
to
want.
Be just a little
a
big, bit of an edge.
Like Greg.
Right. You want a big drink and Harley riding dude.
Right. I think that's the issue. All right. We'll try again. I think we should try again.
I do, too.
All right. I mentioned news with Courtney at 7:30. After that, we will get to They Said It coming up at 8. And we will discuss what Devin McCourty says about Lamar Jackson. Which will leave Wiggy and Shime infuriated. So we'll get to that during They Said It coming up at 8 on today's show. And speaking, as we were earlier, of the streaking Boston Bruins, we will talk with ESPN's Sean McDonough at 9 on today's show on the Bruins. Right now, though, Courtney, and what is trending this morning?
The Rich Keefe Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Bruins took down the Senators 2-1 yesterday. The goals coming from David Krejci and an unreal pass from Bergeron to DeBrus to get the one that would give them the win.
Marchand.
Oh, sorry, Marchand. Yeah, I had that. I just can't read.
That's okay.
Linus Ullmark was in goal. He had 40 saves on the night. Here's what Jim Montgomery had to say about him after the win.
He was outstanding, and he needed to be. Unfortunately, we gave up a lot of good looks, a lot of odd man rushes because of our puck management, and he bailed us out like he has all year.
The Celtics also with a win over the Kings, 132-109. Jason Tatum had 36 points, while Jaylen Brown had 27. There is a Ringer article that dropped at the very end of our show yesterday. It is my lead, and I'm sure it's a lot of others' topics that they want to get to. There's a lot to unpack there. Derek White had a double-double in this one, 20 points and 11 assists. And just staying in basketball, air last night was perfection.
Really?
Wow, okay.
A perfect movie. It is all about Michael Jordan, but not about Michael Jordan at all. If that makes any sense to anybody,
yeah.
Viola Davis plays Michael Jordan's mother.
Spectacular.
She is a gift, a constant gift. Mm-hmm. And Matt Damon was great. Ben Affleck was great. It was a perfect movie. That's the only way I can explain. Jason Bateman, unbelievable.
Would you define it as more of a sports film or a business film?
Okay, so that's where we went back and forth after the movie. We were going back and forth because so many people said, best sports film I've ever seen. it is definitely more about the business side of things, yeah. But Matt Damon talks a lot of basketball.
In order for it to be a sports film, it has to be the sport in it. You can't have a movie about basketball, but it's not really showing basketball.
Yeah. Huh.
So when you think of great like basketball movies, people obviously bring up Hoosiers. The actual sport, the game is in the movie. It focuses around the team, the game. This is more about Jordan, the basketball player, but the business of how the shoe became so popular.
Did you feel like there was enough basketball in Space Jam?
I thought there was just the right amount.
Okay.
Especially in the sequel.
Okay. All right.
What about Air Bud?
But it is, it's about the business, but it's really about the business surrounding Michael Jordan. It's more about how they believed in him. And
right,
then how he saved Nike.
Right, but that's not a sports movie.
That's the debate, I guess, you can have. But go see it. It's very, very good.
I can't wait.
And Greg said it already, but we heard from Devin McCourty in his retirement press conference yesterday. Robert Kraft spoke, as did Bill Belichick. Here's what Bill had to say about Devin's retirement.
The leadership and the person that Devin is just, you know, actually are more impressive than the player he was. And, you know, certainly he's a Hall of Fame, Patriot Hall of Fame player. What a career he had. But off the field, you know, he gave us so much leadership, not just vocal. I mean, there was plenty of that, too, but just always doing the right thing.
The Sox fell to the Orioles 6-2 yesterday. Chris Sale gave up 9 hits. He struck out 2 over his 5 innings pitched. He called it a good, terrible start, in a way. Huh. That's what he had to say
Here
after.
Here we go. Here we go.
Yeah. A good, terrible start.
You got all your hopes pinned on one guy, Curtis. One guy who's making $27 million a year or whatever it is, and he's not going to show up this year. I don't want to be negative before the season even starts.
I have to say that right now, the only thing I can think about with baseball are meatballs on opening day. I can't even get my head around the Red Sox just yet.
Well, Red Sox spring training continues today at 6:05. Sox and Twins. You can listen to that on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Network in Boston on WEEI AM 850 and on the Odyssey app throughout most of New England. Countdown to opening day at Fenway, 8 days out, so get excited there. And Japan is the champion of the World Baseball Classic for the third time, beating the U.S. 3-2 last night in Miami. Shohei Ohtani was named MVP after he was brought in as a closer.
I told you.
Yep.
No TikTok, man. Their focus is different.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Their focus is different.
Yep, that's the key.
Well, also very hygienic, Shohei Ohtani.
Great bathroom.
Sure.
I mean, the guy changes his toothbrush every 5 minutes.
That's the number one thing athletes look for is about the bathrooms. And if the bathrooms are good, you play good.
That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 38 degrees, partly cloudy skies in Boston, an afternoon high of 51. And coming up in 1 hour, Jeremy Reiner laid down the gauntlet with opening day weather forecast last night. I am going to reply with the forecast for your experience at Fenway Park a week from Thursday.
Oh, should we get Reiner on the show? Is this worthy of a weather smoke-off?
I think we maybe do it when we get closer to maybe like Tuesday of next week have him on. But he tweeted at me. He's been, you know, really prodding me a bit. So it's beneath a man of his meteorological stature. But I will reply at 7:15.
Okay. All right. All right, Curtis, thank you. Today's leads coming right up next.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Coming up at 7:30, today's news with Courtney, and that includes audio gold from America's favorite sheriff, Sheriff Grady Judd, and Florida not like the rest of us, and we'll find out why. They are looking for one particular spring breaker after what she did that no one should ever do on another person's lawn. So we'll get to that during the news coming up at 7:30. And then they said it at 8. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And Sean McDonough from ESPN will join us at 9. And we will talk Bruins. Bruins with one more win on the way to the greatest record ever in the history of the NHL. They have to win 8 more, Shine. 8 more out of the 12 that remain.
Very doable.
I think very, very doable. We'll talk to Sean McDonough about that and other things coming up at 9 on today's show.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
I think I know the artist, but I'm not fully confident, which is an issue.
Should I give you a hint?
No, let me... I'll take a hint if I don't get it on my first guess.
Okay.
Is that Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats?
It is not, no.
Okay, what's the hint?
The hint would be this is a dedicated song for the one and only Ken Laird. The lifeguard. The boss man.
Is it a Canadian band? A Pennsylvania band? I don't know. I don't know.
This would
artist.
Be Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Oh, God. I should have got that. Turn that up. Let that breathe for a minute. All credibility lost if I didn't get that Stevie Ray Vaughan. The late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan. Wiggy, are you a fan?
No, I don't really. I don't know him too much. I haven't heard that song.
Passed away in a helicopter accident.
All right.
Going to do a show.
Mm-hmm.
And his band Double Trouble. Stevie Ray Vaughan considered to be I would say top, at least top 10, if not top 5 guitarist all time. But that we okay. always argue. We argue that list anyway. So all right, the leads this morning brought to you by Ketch's Law Group. Ketch's has had the backs of New England's construction workers since 1986. You pay nothing unless they win. If you've been injured, get a free evaluation when you call 508-321-7000, or you can just visit catcheslaw.com. Hey, Shime.
Hey, Gregory. Good morning, New England. Well, Daniel Jeremiah, who is somebody I have admired in this industry for quite a while, is a respected football analyst and draft analyst, most importantly.
Big Padres fan.
Yes, there you go. And he just dropped his mock draft 3.0. And the way Daniel Jeremiah does his mock drafts is he's not just guessing. He actually uses a lot of the information he has gleaned from scouts and other teams around the league. And at 14 overall, did you see what the New England Patriots
does? If this is accurate, I'm going to punch myself in the face.
The New England Patriots, Daniel Jeremiah has selecting Bijan Robinson. Running back.
Running back.
University of Texas. Hook'em horns.
That kid's pretty good, though.
Don't get me wrong. Bijan is awesome, but if they draft a running back, this is pure and utter chaos, and I love it.
I mean, take a left tackle. Take a wide receiver. I mean, you have Ramondre Stevenson. Is that really... Where Bill's going to focus is I understand it's the best player available when we draft.
Maybe he doesn't want Ramondre to take the, brunt of the carries. And maybe this is kind of what Ninkovich said. If you can get, if you have two guys like that, and if you ever seen the kid, if you ever seen him play, he's really good. Now, I probably wouldn't take him 14, but then you add a Lamar Jackson. Now your focus becomes run game. And then the secondary is the pass game, but everything's done off of having two legitimate running backs and quarterback.
So then you can keep Lamar healthy a little bit because he's not running the ball all the time.
Nope, he becomes, a little bit more of a decoy because now you have to account for Bijan and Ramondre, and you have to account for Lamar when it comes to your ability to run the football.
If they take a running back at 14, I quit.
Yeah.
How fast will we get the Bill Belichick is old and is having issues?
I thought we got that when they drafted Cole Strange.
Fair.
Yeah. All right, Chime. Thank you, Curtis. Good morning.
Welcome. A quick Patriots little triple play for you. Ready? Number one, Dante Hightower retired yesterday. The most underrated athlete of my lifetime in Boston sports.
Ooh.
Single-handedly allowed you to win at least two more Super Bowls without his tackle of Marshawn Lynch before the Butler interception and without the strip sack of Matt Ryan in Super Bowl 51. The Patriots lose both of those. They have four, not six. You can make an argument he was incredibly key to the third and final of his career against the Rams, Super Bowl 53 in Atlanta, but he is the most clutch, underrated Boston athlete of my lifetime. Number two, very clear to me that Bill Belichick in this athletic story from Chad Graff is coaching for all the wrong reasons and is tolerating the middling owner of Robert Kraft because he is allowed to pursue the most wins of all time without having to fear for his job while giving and delegating some of the responsibilities away. And number three, I genuinely am frustrated by the reaction and the placement the Patriots have in the division in total cash spending. We're now into late March, and the Jets, before they acquire Aaron Rodgers, have spent $30 million more. The rest of the division is in the 2nd, 4th, and 15th spot. Once the Jets sign Aaron Rodgers, they're going to be top 10. The Patriots will be 28th. The rest of the division will be all over $40 to $80 million more spent on the actual roster this year. The Patriots charge the most money to go to the games. You can't tell me there's a sense of urgency to win now if you're not investing actual dollars into the team.
Thank you, Curtis. Well said in all three cases. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Before I get to my lead, I do want to send a bunch of thoughts and hugs to a family of Joel Ribello. He's a 33-year-old listener to the show who passed away last week. His cousin Adam reached out to me. The family all listens, so they're dealing with that right now. So I just wanted to say that we're all thinking of them. As they're going through this. But I do, for my lead, want to talk about Jaylen Brown and the media circuit he's on right now. After we talked about his quotes around the Celtics organization, Celtics fans, and Boston, he then spoke to The Ringer. During this interview, there was a lot said, but I want to focus on the trade rumors that he's been involved with, because he talks about the last time. Well, actually, I'm not sure if it was the last time or the time before that he was in trade rumors with Kevin Durant, because this interview seemed to have happened in January.
Yeah.
So he talks about that and says, you know, JT and KD are really good friends. They were hanging out a lot. So I was wondering where the energy was going with the organization and where everybody's mind was at. That's when he got Brad Stevens and Jason Tatum on a phone call. They talked it out. He says, but the actions that were taking place during that time, it just didn't seem like that was the direction the organization was going in. I don't know. It was hard to tell, at least. That in response to Brad Stevens saying, like, you're not going anywhere. He goes on to say, it's hard coming into teams and organizations and being warm. They operate on different principles, I think. This is an organization. They look at it as a business where they'll tell you one thing and then behind closed doors, they'll say another and they'll trade you off. Tell you we love you and they'll be having like we're going to trade him next week. I think that's just how the business is run. Where I'm from in the South, if you don't come through the front door, it's considered disrespectful.
Whoa.
I feel like a lot of times when you deal in these corporate spaces, everyone wants to come through the back door or come through an angle.
Huh.
Him talking about that experience, and when we spoke to Wick about it, and Wick said, you know, I picked up the phone, I called him, I said, you're not going anywhere, we want you here. I said, okay, I feel better about this.
Yep.
Hearing it from his point of view, and he says, you know, Brad said the same thing, you're not going anywhere. But the way he feels is different than what he's hearing.
Well, it seems like the poor guy is all up in his feels, as the kids would say.
Yeah, but you have a legitimate, you feel a certain way because what he say in there at the beginning, the number one thing is your energy towards me.
Yep.
Right? So if your energy towards me is if you're telling me, oh, I'm your guy, I'm this, and like he said, you know, coming through the front door, if you're gassing me up with how much you love me, but then there's all these reports
rumors
about you going to trade me, or, you know, we see it in football all the time. You tell me how much you love me, but yet you won't give me a contract, right? And that's what I think.
Well, but it is a business.
It is a business, but for him, he's basically saying they're telling me one thing, but the actions out there are completely different.
What's the upside of sharing this now?
Well, I don't, Curtis, that's what that was going to be the end of my lead. I think us reading it right now seems like, whoa, this is all coming at us at the same time. The beginning of the article, the guy from The Ringer says, I went and sat with him in January in Boston. So did this conversation continue over the phone months later, or was this a sit down in January that is now just being published right now?
But even if it was January, that's the middle of the season.
Well, no, but January, there were the rumors again that he was getting traded. So that would actually make sense why he's, you know, in his feels again in January. The main thing pulled from this that's on every headline is, I will stay where I'm needed and treated correct. This is not a good indication of where Jalen Brown is going to be in the future.
I don't understand how he's, I mean, we can discuss this further. Excellent lead by you. Almost as good as yesterday's. But how is he not being treated correctly?
Because they're lying to him. Can't be like, oh yeah, we love you, we want you here, we don't want to trade you, and then next thing you know, you're hearing all these other things.
But they haven't traded him.
Yeah,
but it's a straight lie. And like the thing that you want, keep it. You know, you always hear people say, keep it 100 with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Keep it 100 with me.
Right, I think the last thing. I think it's less about Brad Stevens or Wick or, you know, whoever's in charge dealing him. It's more in my mind, and the reason he brought him in was Jason Tatum and what Jason Tatum was doing with KD. I think that's what hurt him, that's why he brought it up.
I don't get a warm feeling that exists. But when you read that particular, that article, that interview, I don't feel like there's a warm feeling between the two Jays.
Well, because one's treated different than the other.
We'll have to discuss that. So, Courtney, thank you. Wiggy?
All right, Jalen Brown. DTA, brother, don't trust anybody. here's what I'll say real quick, and this will be on. This is for all of us Patriots fans out there. I think the thing that we have to realize is we have to come down to reality. I don't know if it's probably not going to end well between Bill and Robert, but as Patriots fans, we have to change the narrative on how we look at this team. I know I heard Foyer talking about this yesterday, him and Fitzy, about how this team is a good football team. They're going to be fine. We need to stop lying to ourselves. This football team, yeah, they'll be competitive. They'll compete for the seventh seed. But this is a team now where we are basically going to be in the NFL purgatory of middle of the pack, fighting for one wild card spot and getting blown out in the first round for the next 5, 7, 8, 10 years.
Really?
Yep.
The next 5, 7 to 10 years?
Well, because you're not going to be bad enough to get the number one pick unless you're willing to do some things. And right now, Bill or Robert are not willing to say, you know what, I'm going to trade some pieces and move up to number one.
Yeah.
And you're not going to make enough noise to be competitive in the playoffs. Okay. So you're just going to be floating around.
All right, Wiggy, thank you. Spent a lot of time on this show last couple days and even last week discussing who is to blame for the Celtics' woes of late, and whether that is Joe Mazzulla or Wiggy suggested yesterday, maybe Brad Stevens or the players themselves. And Blake Griffin spoke before the game last night, and I think he tells you who they put the blame squarely on.
Two of our losses this trip have been self-inflicted, not playing hard enough, not trusting the way we play. So really just that, Sacramento, poses a different type of problem. Mm-hmm. In some of these games, they play super, super fast. So defensively, you have to be really locked in. But like I said, it's about us for the most part.
Mm. It's about us.
Oh, thanks coming from the guy who sits at the end of the bench and holds it down.
Not playing hard enough.
Stop it. We already know. We already know what it is. We're having all these conversations about Courtney's lead, and now you're going to listen to Blake Griffin? Guy plays 6 minutes a night. It's about us.
He's there every day.
I know he's there every day.
There every day. I mean, I feel like he could do a diagnosis better than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So if I was there asking him a question, I would be like, okay, well, Blake, what was the difference last year versus this year? Same group of guys.
No, you'd say, Blake, can you give me that jersey Wick promise?
Still waiting on that. It'll come.
All right. I see. I knew. Wiggy's not even willing to listen to a player on the actual team that he's determined what's going
Your
on.
Your second best player is going all over the city and speaking to every, media outlet there is to talk about how he feels about this organization and some of the stuff that he's being, and the way he's being treated. And now you're telling me it's on players?
All right. Well, those are today's leads. We will get to They Said It coming up at 8 on this morning show. And a quick reminder right now, if for whatever reason you cannot listen to us on the radio, then you can stream this show every day at WEEI.com. You can also download the Odyssey app and listen to us from wherever you are and at whatever time you want. So you can go back and listen to stuff you may have missed on the Odyssey app, and you can also ask your smart speaker when you wake up to play 93.7 WEEI.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, Jaylen Brown apparently not communicating via message in a bottle. He is sharing his frustration with apparently every media outlet that would like to speak with him. And that's an issue, as Courtney said during her lead this morning. Before we get to that, quick note on today's show. ESPN's Sean McDonough on the Bruins at 9. Tomorrow, it's a Bruins Thursday. Mike Milbury will join us at 8:20 tomorrow to talk Bruins. And then heads up on next week, we will do the show next Thursday for the home opener live at Timeout Marketplace right there in the beautiful Fenway section of the city. So we would love to see you Thursday morning, bright and early, 6 to 10. We will be there at Timeout Market. So here is Rich in the truck. Hello, Rich.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good morning, Courtney. Good morning, all everyone else.
What's up?
Good
morning.
Riggy,
yo.
I'm usually down for your opinions and takes. You really don't usually go too far, but the fraudulent takes lately. You're like LB back in the day, jumping from one side to the other, and you forget where the fence is, where you usually sit.
On what?
You scare me, buddy. Well, I'm John. Jaylen, man, he has every right, dude.
I agree with you. No, Rich.
Hold on.
I agree with you on Jaylen Brown.
Only 6 minutes in a game. How does he know what's going on? He's around the guy 90% of the time than anybody else, including media.
Yeah, I know, but I was kind of lightweight joking about the Blake Griffin, meaning that he was not one of your superstars saying this. And I'm with you on Jaylen Brown. I think Jaylen Brown has...
But what he's saying is that if Blake Griffin is putting this recent slump on the players and saying they're not playing hard enough, isn't he the best...
That is exactly what I'm saying, Greg.
Right. But I'm saying if it's your second best player on your team is talking about whatever dysfunction that might be going on, whether it's how they're feeling, the relationship.
It's not there. It's him.
But it's
Jaylen
there.
Brown.
It's there. Why is it there? He's there.
Who is Jaylen Brown's best friend on the team? That was in the article. He said Marcus Smart. So if Jaylen Brown feels this way, trickle-down effect. We talked about it with the Patriots. Once you've got one guy in a locker room that's upset with how things are being run or how they're being treated, other guys are going to follow suit.
Yeah, that's the point that
that's
I'm trying
the
to
issue.
Make.
I mean, this, in my mind, this Jaylen Brown stuff immediately explains what's going on with the Celtics the last month.
Let me ask this question to you, Greg.
Or since the All-Star break.
But he's been playing well since the All-Star break.
Well, I think he's been
playing, yes.
Playing
but,
well
but,
and
but,
feeling a certain
but
way.
But he doesn't want to be here.
Let me ask this.
Because they dared to, guess he was included in trade talks.
Right. So do you think this, we're maybe looking at this team for having issues the way that they potentially could be playing if at the trade deadline, Brad Stevens would have traded Jaylen Brown for KD?
I have no idea because KD in my mind brings a whole nother set of issues. I have no idea, but...
But based on what we know right now, we have issues with your two best players.
Yeah.
So if you know that, and Courtney, you talked about in your lead how this has been going on for a long period of time. When I say that there's issues, you don't have the guy in Ime that can kind of wrangle up those issues and say, hey, we need to focus on this. So you remove him. Brad and Wick are not doing it because – In Jaylen's mind, they ain't being 100 with him anyways. Mm-hmm. He feels a certain way because in that article, he pointed out, wait a second, KD and Jason Tatum are good friends. They're working out. Yo, what type of energy is this? Like, do I need to be, you know, watching my back in the sense of like, all right, are they trying to replace me? And I could see why Jaylen Brown feels a certain way. Anytime, I think you always hear... Mego and Jones talking about this. Anytime Tatum goes to the line, the people in the garden, MVP, MVP. And we've talked about, and I've said it myself, like how Jaylen Brown is a valuable asset. But do you think he feels he gets treated the same by fans, by front office, by the owner? No.
Well, that's why I asked Wick the other day if he felt like he was disrespected in the league and amongst fans because he is such a talent on this team. And you're right. It is the Jason Tatum show all the time. I also found it interesting. Marcus Smart is quoted in that the Ringer, this article, if you haven't read yet, they get so many people to talk. Marcus Smart is quoted in it. Brad Stevens, Kyrie Irving. I will say it's the only time I've read anything from Kyrie Irving that I didn't roll my eyes. I thought he was really honest and it actually made me understand him a little bit more and his time in Boston, because he said, you know, he got to Boston. He wanted to be here. His grandfather died. He then was like, I want to be home. I don't want to be here anymore. If that's just how he had said it originally during this whole debacle about Kyrie Irving, I think Boston fans would have respected him a lot more. Regardless, Marcus Smart talks about Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown's relationship and says, you know, the media makes it into a bigger thing than it really is. They just aren't the two type of guys. They don't have that type of relationship where they're always talking. That's right. Why you don't see them always talking, but they're actually really good friends. I don't think you can have it both ways.
No, they're not.
If you're really good friends, you're going to be talking.
When I was in middle school, I sat by myself, but I had a lot of really good friends.
They're just, I've played with guys like this before. They're just from two different walks of life, and they view life differently. So, you know, they're not the type of guys that are going to be like necessarily like, when practice is over, it's like, bro, where you want to go? You want to go do something? Or we just landed in Phoenix. Hey, what's up? What y'all doing tonight? They're not that type of kind of connection. They probably respect each other. They like each other. Mm. But that's just, they're two different people. The biggest issue, Greg, and you say this all the time. And
can you tell us what the biggest issue is coming up next?
Yeah, and you're fraudulent about it.
I'm fraudulent?
Yeah. Yep.
You're calling me fraudulent?
I am.
I cannot wait to hear why.
I hate when you call me fraudulent.
You shouldn't have said what you said.
Okay. We will get
to... You did it to yourself, Craig.
We'll get to why I'm fraudulent and what the biggest issue is when it comes to the latest comments from Jaylen Brown coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.